أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واللائي يئسن من المحيض من نسائكم إن ارتبتم فعدتهن ثلاثة أشهر واللائي لم يحض وأولات الأحمال أجلهن أن يضعن حملهن ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا ذلك أمر الله أنزله إليكم ومن يتق الله يكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the discussion of the iddat period of those women that have been divorced by the husband, at the beginning of the surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the rule that whilst they are in the iddat, then they should not be removed from the homes in which they are serving that iddat, and nor they themselves should walk out or move out of those homes. The period of iddat, insofar as the usual case of a woman that menstruates, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has discussed that in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the three periods of menstruation according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the discussion further with regards to those women who have passed the age of being menstruating women, and those women that have not yet reached the age of menstruation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّائِي يَئِسْنَ مِنَ الْمَحِيضِ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمْ إِنِ ارْتَبْتُمْ فَعِدَّتُهُنَّ ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْهُرٍ. That those women who have despaired now, they have lost hope of getting the haid because they are advanced in the age from amongst your women. In irtabatum, if you have any doubt, that this question should have crept in your mind now, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the haid, the menstruation, the reason or the criteria of the iddat itself. Now, what happens when a woman does not get haid, she stopped getting haid, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعِدَّتُهُنَّ ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْهُرٍ. Her iddat will be 3 months. وَاللَّائِي لَمْ يَحِضْن. And now similarly, that woman who has not yet got her haid, and she had got married, and now that divorce had taken place, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, her iddat period will also be 3 months. وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ. One other woman similar into the category of not getting haid will be that woman who has become pregnant, and for some reason her husband had given her talaq in that pregnancy period. So what happens to her? And as a matter of fact, this will also be the iddat of a woman whose husband had passed on and she was pregnant. Then what happens to this woman? She cannot count her period by her haid, because in that period of time she does not get haid. The whole issue is about pregnancy, whether she has conceived from the previous husband or not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those women who have become pregnant, then their iddat is until the time that they have given birth to the child. Both extremes, that she had just fallen pregnant, or alternatively, her husband had given her talaq at the next minute, she gives birth to the child, or for that matter, husband has passed on, and in one narration, her husband's mayyat is still in the house, it is still in the bier, it is still in the janaza, and that woman now gives birth, then now she is free, her iddat has terminated, and it has come to an end. In the previous ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about in between, about the topic of taqwa, the topic of the fear of Allah, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or piety. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. That whoever has the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever has the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease in his matters. His matters in this material world also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease. As he is being ushered out of this world, at the time of maut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease for that person. When that person goes into the qabr also, Allah will create ease for that person. And then in the akhirat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create ease. ذَلِكَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ أَنْزَلَهُ إِلَيْكُمْ. That is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it upon you, O Ummat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can see how explicit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been in describing to us these various rules. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent it down to us. What is left for us is to abide by the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. And whoever becomes conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُكَفِّرَ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes from him his sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. There may have been slip-ups, there may have been errors that he has committed. That will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will magnify for him his ajr, his reward. In other words, that reward he would see in the hereafter. To have taqwa again would mean that to keep away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometime it becomes a difficult task for that person because of temptations of this world, because of environment, because of other influences. But that person remains firm on the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive that person. If you look at these ayat alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many different rewards of having taqwa. Very firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens a way for that person, whatever the difficulties may be of this world, and he persists in his taqwa and his fear of Allah. He remains firm on the obedience of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deliver him from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open a path for him. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. The second is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him his sustenance from avenues which that person cannot even perceive. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will open many doors in another way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it. And if you look at it, what is our whole chakkar of this whole world? That people want to earn, people want that sustenance. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the simple prescription. The third Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in this ayat, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates ease for that person in dunya, in qabr, and in akhirat. And then the fourth is, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins, Allah forgives his errors, his slip-ups. And then the last, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala magnifies for him his reward. In another ayah, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates for him a criteria by which he is able to judge right from wrong. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has given us many benefits of creating taqwa and bringing taqwa in our lives. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant it to us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.